This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Lee, the last 48 hours, if Americans are allowed to know what happened and they ever fully come to understand what happened, will shape American history. I mean,
it should.
It should. I mean,
confidence, you know, is not high.
Look,
though,
Watergate is still referred to today.
Right.
Like on a near daily basis in the news.
And I tell you, I bet 50% of the electorate has no idea what Watergate was about to begin with.
But they just know it was bad and the Republicans did it and it took a president down.
Yeah.
Well, this makes that look like child's play. And what we've gotten in the last 48 hours is game-changing stuff. As I lay this out, keep in mind where it all came from, like where we're getting it from. Because Kash Patel has to still conquer the FBI in order to gain control of it. And it was because an FBI employee, we don't know who, came to him and said, hey, listen, the former Democrat leadership of the FBI, they have a secret room. It's behind three locked doors. There's burn bags in there. In that room, it was supposed to be burned in a burn bag. You will find all of the crimes committed during Russiagate. Again, it was supposed to be burned, and I can't wait to know that story. It was in the burn bag. We would never have any of this. Somebody didn't light the fire. I'd love to know who that was and what they were thinking. It's going to be a fascinating part of history when we find them. Many, 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 many books will be written about this, so I'm sure we'll hear that interview someday. That's how historic what is breaking is right now. But picture this. You go to work today. Your boss is sitting there in a meeting. He's got everybody gathered around. He says, okay, we're going to get the upper hand on our competition. We're going to commit this set of felonies. Okay, so you are going to do this felony. I'm going to do these felonies. You over there, you do this felony. And you raise your hand. You say, wait, isn't that a felony? Well, yeah. Well, I don't think we should do that. And then your boss says, yeah, we won't get caught. We're Democrats. We're going to do it. And you go, okay. And your boss and your coworkers start committing felonies. That's what Adam Schiff. And Lee, if you read Catherine Herridge's reporting today, she's a former CBS and Fox News reporter.
Very good, too.
Yeah. One of the most revered investigative reporters in Washington, actually.
Who was targeted by the weaponized federal government.
But then who wasn't, as we're learning this morning. We've got more news on that. If you're a good reporter, they will shut you down and take you out. But anyway, so, you know, you're sitting there and suppose you're sitting there, you say, you know, so you're watching your boss, Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell commit these crimes. You're sitting around with your coworkers who are your fellow Democrat staffers and other Democrat Congress members. And they're all openly in this meeting planning to break the law by releasing classified data. Can you imagine as a regular American, you went to work and you saw that?
Yeah.
Now, in normal America, if you did what this Democrat whistleblower did, you went to the Greenville police, right? They'd investigate because this is normal America. We're not allowed to commit series of felonies on a daily basis. And the Greenville police would come and investigate. Well, this guy went to the FBI and said, listen, they are leaking classified data. I told them not to. Here's the data they leaked. Here's where it ended up, New York Times, Washington Post. Here's who did it. They even went so far inside the Department of Justice to convene a mock grand jury. In other words, they were going to indict these people. They were preparing him. That's how you practice with your witness, with a mock grand jury, right? So they knew these were crimes. This is undoubtable they were crimes. And then it stopped. They stopped talking to him. And they closed the investigation. Well, who? It was called Arctic Haze. That name will live in infamy, too. Well, what was it an investigation into? It was the investigation into the Democrats deliberately leaking top secret data on Trump. Now, the irony of this, Lee, is we now know, of course, from other leaks last few weeks, that a lot of that data was just fake. They had faked it. But the methods, the sources were real. So this is highly classified data. It is a felony to leak it. They do it. That's bombshell number one. Bombshell number two today, so many balls in the air today, is that we're now finding out that James Comey was also leaking classified data. That is also a felony. And we're finding out that he was using a conduit to confirm some of that classified data. I guess a friend of his who was a professor at Columbia. That's out today. So he is a felon as well. So all of this, you know, for a while, you remember that Congress members saying, hey, look, you know, all this classified data is out. I mean, surely can't we find out who's leaking it? Nobody ever was charged, right? Well, those are the two. We're now finding out that there was an investigation. It was called Arctic Haze. They looked into all of it under Merrick Garland, who was Joe Biden's attorney general. And they shut it down. And when you read the evidence that they had him dead to rights. Felony after felony after felony after felony after felony. Merrick Garland just shuts it down. And then they do what we're learning Democrats do with their crimes. Kind of brilliant. They did it with Hillary's crimes, the eight thumb drives that started all this. That's what started the Russia collusion hoax, really, was the need to cover up for Hillary's crimes, change the subject. Well, we'll frame Trump for Russia collusion here. Let's make some stuff up. Well, all of that under Arctic Haze is just, it's all dropped. It goes away. They just stop investigating. And everybody gets away with it. But this morning, I've been reading this over and over because this is a paragraph that will live in infamy. It's going to be talked about, honestly, forever. And it's a 302, which is just a record of FBI investigation. It's a document from inside the FBI. Here's the paragraph. Again, the whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Democrat Schiff, you know, of the Intelligence Committee. In the meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Schiff stated the information would then be used to indict President Trump. There's your conspiracy. Right there. That paragraph. That's the paragraph. That's the key paragraph. Unless there are better ones that we haven't seen yet. That's what the jury is going to hang this on if they decide to convict. The whistleblower stated in this meeting of Democrat Congress members, Democrat staffers and Schiff, that this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerned unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower they would not get caught leaking classified information. At the top of this, it says Federal Bureau of Investigation, FD 302. They had it all. They buried it. We found it in the burn bags. That's the irony of all this. Behind three locked doors, by the way. In an area that Kash Patel would not know existed, but for some whistleblower inside the FBI coming to him and going, dude, you really got to look at this. There are still a few good people in there, which is good to know. We weren't supposed to see any of this, Lee.
No.
And now you see why they tried to frame Trump, 700 years in prison. And certain assassins just managed to get really close to him, including one in an event the FBI did the planning for, Butler. I mean, wow, seeing this, I'd be awfully convenient if Trump was dead, wouldn't it? Awfully convenient. In fact, it's a freaking miracle. He's alive and not in prison. Mm-hmm. This is what, we have all our answers to all the questions. I mean, in the classified case for Trump, they went after Trump. I mean, remember we caught the FBI dead to right. The judge did. FBI dead to rights manipulating the evidence to make it look like Trump hadn't declassified stuff he took with him. They changed the order of the classified documents, right? So that would denote, hey, this was after his time in office, but no, it was really during. But then they swore under oath, well, no, we haven't tampered with the evidence. They had. She froze the proceedings immediately and started basically trying the FBI and the DOJ for their lies under oath. They eventually would admit under oath that, yeah, okay, we did tamper with the evidence. We lied to you. Well, that should be indictments. They should go to prison for that. That's the only reason Trump's not in prison, for the classified documents. They got caught. So, I mean, that's just another set of crimes. But that's how far they were committing crimes to cover up their crimes to keep Trump from getting into office so he couldn't come after them for their crimes that they knew they committed. It's so massive, I can't even get it all in one segment.
No. And this is further evidence of the weaponization of the federal government by, you know, the powers that be in D.C.
And there's a mentality here that we better overcome fast, including on our side. Because remember, as all this began to break, Fox News is out there every day with Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, assuring us there's nothing here. And it's no big deal. And Trey Gowdy, who is pleading with us, please, we don't want to put these people in handcuffs.
And unfortunately for Brennan, the same allergy to the truth that he has now. He is allergic to the truth. He lied in that part of his testimony, and he lied about whether or not the dossier was used in court filings. The statute's wrong, but to Leslie's point, handcuffs are not the only way we mete out accountability in this culture. There's shame. There's history. It's not just prison. There are other ways we mete out accountability. And the fact that somebody's not wearing handcuffs does not, to me, think that what they did is okay.
No, it's not okay. No, they got to go to prison. They have to go to prison. There is no other way forward, Lee. Because anything short of prison for these people, it's never going to end.
Well, there will be no deterrence.
There'll be no deterrence. They'll do it again. And what they'll tell the next set of staffers when they're sitting around as Democrats casually planning to break the law to get their political opponents is, we won't get caught. He didn't go to prison. There was no prison. Lucky you get a book deal. We'll get you $1 million after this is all over. Yeah, it might be a little embarrassing for a while, but you're good. You're good. No. We'll get you on all the right boards. We'll get you appointments. They have to go to prison. They have to. Have to. And wait till you hear the lengths they went to cover this up. Folks, it's all coming together. The censorship machine that the FBI built inside of Twitter. Folks, the story Lee just did in the news. You still got Apple trying to censor X right now. Why would they do this right now? Because they're trying to keep people from seeing this. It's not going to work, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bombshell after bombshell after bombshell breaking this morning. Paul Sperry, who did probably more than anyone on the Russia collusion hoax besides John Solomon of the DC Reporter. Sperry writes for Real Clear Investigations. In fact, broke a lot of the bombshells that I've been telling you about this morning, two of them specifically. Has this piece this morning, and in the New York Post. Folks, if you're going to commit crime and felonies as openly and at the level the Democrats are doing, to where it's so disturbing that Democrat whistleblowers are reporting the felonies and leaking the classified information to the FBI and the DOJ, and the FBI and the DOJ are having to hide stuff deep inside the FBI, send it to be burnt in burn bags to cover it up, which is pretty much where we are this morning. We're finding out that the head of the FBI committed multiple felonies, leaking classified information. So did the Democrats, most specifically Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. And they did this openly in staff meetings, directing staff, okay, we're going to leak this, you leak that. And when staff members said, hey, you know what, that's kind of treason, that's sort of a felony, they were brushed aside. And no staff members started talking. Started going to the FBI, started going to the DOJ, saying, look, I'm sitting in on meetings where we're planning felonies. We're committing felonies. What are you going to do? When you have that level of criminality at the top of the Democrat Party, you have to censor. You do. I mean, because eventually these Democrat whistleblowers, unless you Seth Richam, they're going to end up talking to people. You got to get total control over social media. They're coming at it two ways this morning. One of them is history, thank God. Headline, New York Post. How Democrat Adam Schiff abused his power to demand I be kicked off Twitter. This is Paul Sperry, the investigative reporter, who broke so much of Russiagate. He's breaking a lot of it this week. He said he was contacted after Elon Musk bought Twitter by Matt Taibbi, another investigative reporter, after Musk released the Twitter files. And he said Adam Schiff's staff went to Twitter and demanded that Sperry be banned. He was doing too much truthful reporting, accurate reporting about the CIA, Russiagate, and the second Trump impeachment, that hoax. Specifically outing Eric Ciaramella. And so Schiff, who was becoming a petty dictator, we didn't understand the extent of it till today, and the declassifications last night and yesterday by the FBI director, simply has his staff call up Twitter and has one of DC's top three investigative reporters removed, just silenced and removed. Now, if you're wondering, maybe you're new to the show today, where a godlike power like this comes from? Why would Jack Dorsey, when he owned Twitter, allow this? Never forget what they did. This is Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan talking about, listen, I know I censored true things, but
we just said no. We're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
So he knuckled under. He said, and told Joe Rogan that after Trump won, he felt safe. There's a lot of healing that has to be done in this country, folks, but they're still coming at us like the hounds of hell. And look, folks, John Brennan knows there's a good chance, former CIA director, he's going to prison. So where was he a month ago? Made a big deal of this, I still am. He was in Europe, working with censorship police there. Not to censor Europeans, to censor you. They haven't given up. That's what I love about these people. They fight to the end, really. They fight to the end. So if you heard about the UK, you know they've passed the Online Safety Act. And the headline, you need to read this story. It's in justthenews.com, John Solomon's website. UK speech police could break Wikipedia, keep punishing Christian expression. What's going on in Europe is terrifying. But folks, you don't understand. I mean, what's going on in Europe is being driven by the very criminals we're trying to put in prison right now, the James Comeys and John Brennan personally. You know, Wikipedia is crowdsourced, right? And so people make entries. I'm not a big fan of Wikipedia. It tends to be overly liberal. Well, the UK High Court, United Kingdom, UK High Court just knocked down a challenge to the Online Safety Act by US-based Wikimedia Foundation. And Wikipedia is saying, no, we don't want to censor for the British government. We're not going to do it. And the British government, listen to this, wants people, Americans and Brits, to have to submit their personal licenses, identification information in order to be allowed to log on to Wikipedia and make entry changes. Why do they want that? Because if Brits say true things about migration, which is illegal immigrants, which is illegal, true things about Muslim illegal immigrants who are increasingly attacking people, or say true things about the socialist leadership of the UK, they want them identified so they could be prosecuted. Again, for saying true things. There are true things you're not allowed to say in the UK anymore. Well, Wikimedia, which owns Wikipedia, just lost that suit. They just lost it. So the UK High Court saying no. Folks, what other country makes you use an identification key before you can make an entry onto a website or even get onto it? Do you know what country that is? It's China. It's a key part of the social credit system. Now, this is just one website. This is Wikipedia. They're liberals. They'll probably knuckle under. They love this kind of thing. The reason they want the licenses is so that if you are in the UK making these entries onto Wikipedia, they can just come to your home and pick you up, arrest you, try you, punish you, and put you in prison, as they have 12,000 other people. But here's the problem, folks. They are saying either Wikipedia censors this stuff, or Wikipedia gets blacked out in the UK like it is in China. And I'm telling you, they're going website by website. What happens when they make these demands of Google? We already know, actually. Because remember Elon Musk told us? Google's already given in. UK censors are already inside the building. They're already censoring you. As the price of being in the UK. Do you see why John Brennan, the former CIA director and total thug, and probably be tried down in Florida, was in the UK? His last best hope is to get this censorship regime on you and me and every American from overseas. This fight's not over, folks. And yeah, I'm thrilled Wikipedia is fighting. I'm actually kind of shocked. I mean, they're liberal. I thought they'd just give in and love that kind of thing. Love having censors looking over their shoulder. But I guess they don't want them. I guess they don't want them. Good. This is the fight of our times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Y'all, school's back in session. The fall is starting. So all the fall kinds of activities are starting back up. Your church, youth group, fall sports, and all those things your kids go to. And they are a magnet for the predators among us. A good reminder of that, because quite a roundup we got today. What's so amazing isn't that people do this, or that adults are attracted to children, do terrible things to them. It's that they get away with it, and the way in which they get away with it, they gain so much trust. They're so good. Dale Carnegie would understand how good they are. These are people who study how to socially influence you to get close to your kids, because it's not an easy thing to do. I'll start running down the news today because it's really incredible when you do it back to back. Nicole Callahan, we'll start with her. The South Carolina State Board of Education has suspended her license. What a piece of work she was. Had a sexual affair with a 13 through 15 year old. 2 years. She's 33. By the time she was done, she'd become best friends with his mother. So much so, she was driving him around to practices in between having sex with him. Parents never saw it coming. They never do. They never do. Totally hosed that family over. In fact, the kid didn't even talk about it until he turned 18. And he blew the whistle on her. It's the only reason. Otherwise, she'd have gotten away with it. Parents wouldn't know any better. That's how good these people are at what they do. Don't think you'll be able to see these people coming. Don't trust anyone. Anyway, she's in the news again today because the South Carolina State Board of Education has suspended her teacher's license. She was an active teacher while she was doing it. Then there's RJ May. Bet he had interns. Yeah, state legislator. He just announced his resignation. He's not going to be able to attend legislative sessions from prison. All that child porn he was sharing, including of toddlers being raped and sodomized. State legislator. They always seek trusted positions. But it's this guy, and I meant to work him over last week. This guy. Why, this guy was a master. And you know what, folks? I have personally studied these people. I've told you before, I went to sex offender counseling for almost a year for an investigative piece I did as a reporter. I had to get permission from every one of the sex offenders to attend it. I couldn't use any of their names. And the psychiatrist who ran it let me do it so that I could come to understand how they prey, really on parents more than children, gain their trust. And as I sat and listened to them, I came to understand how they did it. You know what they love? They make a beeline for? Single mom all day long. Yeah, put a picture of your kids up. You got cute kids? No, he's going to want to date you. He'll find a way to bump into you. That's stuff guys in my group did. You know where they love to go, though? Now their favorite place, because everybody falls for it. church. Why would an evil guy be at my church? For access to your kids? But this guy, man, this guy was a champion. Man, he had the trifecta. Former board member of the Anderson County School Board. Employed as the school safety and security supervisor. Former lieutenant with the Anderson County Sheriff's Office. Accused of a child sex abuse crime. This guy was so confident, Greg Hayden, that the reason he got caught was because passing motorists were so disturbed that it appeared he was groping and sexually abusing a 12-year-old boy that he had in his truck. That's how confident he was. This guy's done this a lot. But here's the part that really jars me, moms and dads. Because I know what these parents said when they turned their 12-year-old over to him. See, he picked the child up from his home to play basketball nearby after meeting him through a church mentorship program. Church mentorship program. Oh, he had every base covered. He's in the schools. He's on the school board. Man, and you know what those parents probably said to themselves? And I don't blame them. People fall. These guys are good at what they do. The one you really like that doesn't give you the creeps, watch that one who wants to be friends with your kid. Because it's not normal for an adult to want to spend time with a 12-year-old who's not his dad. It's not. But parents fall for this. And that's why. And they would tell me this in the groups. I have to stay away from churches because that's where I used to find my victims. And parents probably thought, oh, it's so great. You know, my 12-year-old's really getting into God. He's getting into the church. He's, you know, this is great. He's got this great mentor from the church. Real leader in our community. Well, look, he's a school board member. What a great role model. He's sexually abusing him in the truck. I don't want to scare anybody. I don't. But I do want to warn you. Watch the one that doesn't give you the heebie-jeebies. Everybody thinks, and I thought when I started going to those meetings, I thought, well, you know, these people are going to give me the creeps. I'm going to know who's the creepy guy. He's going to be wearing the trench coat. I'm going to be able to tell. These guys, as I've said to you many times, had developed, and they do it on purpose, had developed sets of social skills so advanced that if they had merely applied them to sales, they'd have all been millionaires. But they wanted your kids instead. Trust no one. And here's the problem. Nobody saw this guy coming, Greg Hayden, because he hadn't been arrested yet. No one had caught him yet. And so there's always a first time. And people think, well, you know, if he wouldn't be trusted at this level. I mean, he couldn't be on the school board. He couldn't be the school safety and security supervisor. He couldn't be the church youth mentor. No. I'd be protected. Someone will protect. No one's here to protect you. And they're everywhere. And there's a lot more of them than we realize. I don't want you to be afraid. But I don't want you to ever leave your child at a practice again. Had a conversation with a soccer coach one time. Just a birthday party guy who listened to the show. And he said to me, you know, I'm amazed. I'm a soccer coach. I said, these parents, they roll up, wave to me through the window, drop their kid off and take off. He's like, I do whatever I want with this kid. He's like, this is crazy. And I'm like, I know. That's why they make a beeline for places your kids are, whether that is school, church, especially sports teams, wherever you don't think they'll be, because you think somebody, wow, someone would have backgrounded this guy. Well, you know what? A lot of people backgrounded Greg Hayden. But he didn't have a record. So he passed. Not anymore. That 12-year-old kid's never going to be right again. Neither are his parents. I trusted him, and they'll always feel bad. So, folks, I just want you to see him coming, whether you're a parent or a grandparent. They're not who you think they are. Well, Jeanine Pirro, U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., says, when I have the evidence and enough to go forward, you will hear me loud and clear. She's talking about charges against Adam Schiff, who we have dead to rights this morning. We have the internal FBI documents. We've got the whistleblower test, but we've got it all. He deliberately leaked classified information. In fact, he openly had staff. This is how comfortable Democrats are committing crime. He openly had staff meetings, including with other Democrat members of Congress. We don't know who. In which they planned to leak classified data. The Democrat whistleblower, because he was a staff member on the Intelligence Committee, went to the FBI multiple times, blew the whistle. Nothing happened. We found the documented records of that whistleblower testimony to the FBI about all the crimes of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell in burn bags behind three locked doors and a section in a room that the Democrat FBI leadership had known about, but Kash Patel wasn't told about until someone internally told him it was all there. Now, this is actually kind of bad news. If Jeanine Pirro says she's prosecuting him, I mean, and she's going to have to. I mean, here's the problem. That's in D.C. We're never going to get a conviction there. Never going to get an honest jury there. It voted 90% for Kamala Harris. That is a post-American, post-constitutional zone. I mean, it's a banana republic, essentially. It's pro-crime, pro-criminal, pro-Democrat criminal. So, I mean, I don't know. I hope she got a plan to get it out of there. Because otherwise, I would tell her not, but don't bother. You got too many other things to do. You're going to lose. And the media will take it as a vindication. Schiff is innocent, which he most certainly is not. But folks, I mean, the Schiff is hitting the fan right now. Congress is preparing, this is happening very quickly, to subpoena Merrick Garland. Because he did the investigation into the felony leak, because every one of these is a felony. Felony level leaking by Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, potentially other Democrat members of the Intelligence Committee's names we don't know yet, other Democrat staffers whose names we don't know yet, but also James Comey, who illegally leaked classified information we're finding out in another declassification. So we're going to have to try all these people outside of D.C. somehow. I hope we can route them via, you know, to Florida, because that's the only way we're going to get a truly American jury for them to appear before. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, dual justice, kangaroo court. And they'll get off. But they'll work all this out, I'm sure. And here's the crazy part. And this is the good news, okay? Because, you know, statute of limitations, we were told, expired. It didn't. Because Merrick Garland closed down the leak investigation in 2023. In other words, he looked at all this information. They classified it to hide the crimes of Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and James Comey. That's what Democrats do. Hillary commits crimes. They classified those too. So you couldn't know about them. Wouldn't it be great if you and me, we could go rob a bank this morning? Not that I would do that, but we could go rob a bank this morning. We had good political friends, maybe over at the Greenville police, who just, you know, classify it. So no one was ever allowed to speak of it again. It's so Soviet. Oh, so USSR. Anyway, Congress is getting ready to hold Merrick Garland, who was Joe Biden's attorney general, before the committee, and also James Comey to explain, especially Garland, you know, look, you appear to cover up a lot of crimes here, a lot of felonies. Could you explain why you did that and how you did them? You looked at absolute crimes documented by the FBI and you just shut down the investigation. Somebody classified the evidence and it ended up in burn bags, hidden deep within the FBI. Burn bags, again, we were never supposed to get our hands on, I swear, folks. It's like a miracle every day. It's amazing that those documents were never lit on fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.